literally having this enlightened view from above of the physical plane and all that goes on down here, this regal beast fundamentally maintains a broad perspective of what spirit wants to manifest in the third dimension. Leo's governing body of consciousness, the sun, which is a star rather than a planet, guarantees that the source is always conferred with when considering what is to be created or manifested. Since that power of decision is a heavy burden, the king of beasts predominantly wishes to be universal in his approach to all important or even mundane matters of the flesh. Needing therefore a strong personality that wishes to be in charge, the ego of a Leo is often well developed. Ego is that part of human consciousness which feels unique and separate, but also alone. The sunflower, being its flower symbol, also illuminates the Leo's almost desperate desire to be the center of attention to balance that sense of aloneness, wanting the spotlight that is reserved usually only for the king. Having been called the actor sign of the zodiac, most performers find the sign of Leo strongly situated in the throne of their natal chart. The part of the body which is governed by this sign is the heart, perfectly reflected in the name of King Richard I, the Lion-Hearted. Leo is all about compassion, being so heart-oriented, but with a sprinkling of ambition just to spice things up. Often headstrong in his approach in dealing with others, the Leo tendency towards self-importance can become at times corrupted with the power with which they are entrusted. Men and women born under this sign's influence often have a very large upper body and frame, powerful in appearance. And like the feline symbol too, the hair can be voluminous, mane-like, and flowing with fiery, reddish, ruddy streaks running through it. And particularly in women, the fingernails are often grown long, carefully filed, and beautifully painted, mirroring the feline's pride in their sharp, elegant claws. The main prevalent fear of the Lion King is that of being vulnerable. For if the thought is, I can never let my guard down or my kingdom will collapse, the Leo will find it very hard to cry or let go of his feelings, thus forcing the will to go into denial with the male, mental controlling nature, completely in charge of the inner feminine yin aspect. The hardest thing for this egocentric sign to admit is that of being wrong. For again, if the king is wrong, the whole kingdom in their view is in danger of destruction, or so they think. Taking way too much responsibility for everything that goes on in reality is also its Achilles' heel. An awareness of the whole is most present, which tends to negate the conscious awareness of the personal self. Therefore, persuading a Leo to take personal responsibility for an error in judgment is next to impossible in some cases. For the Lion will innately look to others to fix the flaw rather than take it on themselves to humble and admit fault. The ego is simply in the way and in fear, thinking it must be more than what it is because of the inner belief of, I need to be the perfect ruler because I have so much to govern. The myth of King Arthur of Camelot examples this type of ego flaw. Arthur's downfall stems really from his inability to allow for the past adulterous relationship to have occurred under his watch between his wife Guinevere and his most loyal knight Lancelot. Even though he forgives them both, as is the common ability of this very forgiving sign, he is unable to accept that his rulership had within it such forbidden love, and therefore he banishes them. Another classic literary symbol for this astral sign is the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. Bert Lahr, who played the role, was in real life too a Leo. This beloved L. Frank Baum character was to be the primary symbol for this astrological sign in archetype imagery for modern-day human subconscious.